leave comments, donate, obviously subscribe. You can, anybody who wants to contribute $75 will automatically get a year's subscription when we start publishing in probably mid-November, I think. We're like maybe a week late. So I think it'll be either the first or second week of November that we start publishing.
You've been listening to Looks Like New on KGNU Radio, a show that asks old questions about new tech. We've been speaking with Maria Bustillos, the founder of Brick House, which calls itself the Wolfproof Media Cooperative. I'm Nathan Schneider, a professor of media studies at the University of Colorado Boulder. Looks Like New is a production of CU's Media Enterprise Design Lab. You can find out more about our work at colorado.edu/lab/medlab. If you've liked the show, please spread the word and share it with your friends and leave a review wherever you get podcasts. I'd also love to hear from you with questions and comments and guest ideas. You can reach me at medlab@colorado.edu. Hope you'll join us next month.
And it is about a minute after the hour of 7 o'clock. You're listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. What a fabulous show. I'd like to let you know that the Boulder Office of Emergency Management, which you can find on the line, on the internet, on Facebook, and on Twitter, has updated information. There's not a lot of new information, but they are letting us all know that the public call center for the Calwood Fire and the Left Hand Fire will be opened tomorrow morning, Friday at 9 a.m. and will be open until 6 p.m. And after 9 a.m., you can call 303-413-7730 and you can get that information also off the website for the Boulder Office of Emergency Management. And there are evacuees from the East Troublesome Fire from Estes Park, and they can go to one of three locations. They can go to Embassy Suites in Loveland, and they can go to Isle Casino in Loveland also, and also in Sheridan and Westminster. And there are Red Cross folks as well. The Community Foundation of Boulder and Elevations Credit Union are having local funds that you can donate to have very direct funding that goes to help the people who are suffering from the fires, who have lost homes or who have are temporarily evacuated. And you can also donate to the Boulder and Longmont Humane Societies. So please stay tuned for Highway 322. Good evening. This is Eleni with you until 8 o'clock. And I've got a bunch of things that I've picked out and some other things that I'd be open to playing if I can find them. So if there's something you'd like to play, you can feel free to call me at 303-442-4242 when there's music playing. And you can try emailing dj@kgnu.org. I want to send out a really big thanks to all of the folks who became new or renewed members on our pledge drive, our membership drive last week. And I really, really appreciate that support. And it's just so wonderful to be able to keep KGNU going. I have a programming announcement, and then I'll get to some music.
Support comes from the Boulder Library Foundation and Boulder Public Library, providing a community forum to talk about race as part of Boulder Public Library's One Book, One Boulder series, featuring Ijeoma Aluo discussing her book, So You Want to Talk About Race, on Thursday, November 5th at 7 p.m. BoulderLibrary.org.
This program is made possible by you, the KGNU listener members, and by WOW Children's Museum. More information can be found at wowchildrensmuseum.org.
We teach your children, we plow your roads, we clean your office, we haul the heavy loads. We're the workers who make this country run. We tend the gardens and the patients. We are families, friends, and students. And we'll stay here until we've won.
together now.
Way back when they said all men, they meant every wealthy European male. So back then, to vote required being white and being rich and being male. They said, you can't vote if you got no property. You can't vote if you're not free. You can't vote if you are a woman, 'cause you got no stake in democracy. Year by year, people had to ponder what the Declaration must have meant. By all men, clearly it was time for an electoral adjustment. And they won the vote for those who had no property, won the vote for those who'd been freed, won the vote for women in America. They wrote it down, it was guaranteed. They all said, it's my vote, you can't deny it. My voice can't take it away. My right, I won't be quieted. My vote, my voice, my right. My vote, my voice, my right. Rights are right, but without a fight it can't evaporate and float away. And by night there were those who came around and tried to take the vote away, saying, you can't vote, you haven't paid the poll tax. You can't vote, you can't pass the exam. You can't vote for fear of retribution. And the people stood up and said, well, damn, it's my vote, you can't deny it. My voice can't take it away. My right, I won't be quieted. My vote, my voice, my right. My vote, my voice, my right. So my friends, get to know your candidates and register and rock the vote. And beware, always in the shadows there are those who want to block the vote, saying, you can't vote, your machine isn't working right. You can't vote, 'cause you're going to school. You can't vote, you registered improperly. You can't vote, 'cause your lines are too long. Say you're gonna use it, say you'll never lose it. And if they ask you whose it is, just say it's my vote, my voice, my right. It's my vote, my voice, my right. It's my vote, you can't deny it. My voice can't take it away. My right, I won't be quieted. My vote, my voice, my right. It's my vote, my voice, my right. It's my vote, my voice, my right. My vote, my voice, my right. My vote, my voice, my right.
Just mean white or black. Speak to me of justice. And when you have done justice, you can speak to me of God. And don't shout to me of freedom if all you mean is profit. Whisper your compassion. And when you've shown compassion, you can shout to me of freedom. Of knowledge, of wisdom. Some light's bound to find the cracks. If you've prepaid for your
hurt done just as you can. Speak to me with love.
Testing right away. Show's over, folks. It'll vanish any day. It's a deep state hoax. Need some help, don't look at me. You're on your own. I'm protecting Robert E. Lee and Roger Stone. In the country, the cries for justice ring through the streets tonight. But in the White House, the might is right. House the liar tweets tonight.
Put him away, 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 put him away.
There's a dam on the river. There's a dam on the river. There's a dam on the river. It shines in the light. The water keeps flowing. The water keeps flowing. The water keeps flowing. It shines in the light. The power keeps growing. The power keeps growing. The power keeps growing. It shines in the light. It runs through the wires. It runs through the wires. It runs through the wires. It shines in the light. From my house to your house. From my house to your house. From my house to your house, it shines in the light. It lights up the darkness. It lights up the darkness. It lights up the darkness. It shines in the light. There's a dam on the river. There's a dam on the river. There's a dam on the river. It shines in the light. The water keeps flowing. The water keeps flowing. The water keeps flowing. It shines in the light. The power keeps growing. The power keeps growing. The power keeps growing. It shines in the light. It runs through the wires. It runs through the wires. It runs through the wires. It shines in the light. From my house to your house. From my house to your house. From my house to your house, it shines in the light. It lights up the darkness. It lights up the darkness. It lights up the darkness. It shines in the light. There's a dam on the river. There's a dam on the river. There's a dam on the river. It's shining tonight.
Would I have known had I not seen the newsreel? Black and white upon the screen. But I went south to march beside those heroes and tell the world what I had seen. So I have watched the bowls of cotton bursting white against the early morn. The marchers stretched along the bitter highway. I have seen freedom being born. Would I have known had I not heard their stories on shotgun porches bleached by sun? Would I believe had I not seen the troopers block the bridge with clubs and guns? But I have walked among the people marching, singing, we've been buked and we've been scored. I have seen the waters part before them. I have seen freedom being born. There is patience watching from the cotton, anger buried in the bone, resistance waiting for the morning, water hidden in the stone. Nothing I write can make you feel their dignity. These heroes I have known by name. Nothing I do can match their quiet courage. I will never be the same. For I have heard their songs lift up to heaven, rise from faces lined and worn. I have seen the gates swing wide to greet them. I have seen freedom being born. I have seen freedom being born. I have seen freedom being born.
How long, how long? Last. There is no future if we forget the past. How far, how far have we gone? How far, how far have we gone? So many can't we hear the final warning? Can't we see the writing on the wall? So many years before the dawn. So many years before the dawn. So many children.
Jacob Blake was walking to his SUV. Alton Sterling was selling DVDs. Eric Garner had just broken up a fight. Breonna Taylor was asleep in the middle of the night. Tamir Rice was playing in the park. Elijah McLean was out walking after dark. Dominique Clayton was sleeping in her bed, where she was shot by a cop in the back of her head. Say their names. Say their names. Say their names. Say their names. Walter Scott was driving to a store. Betty Jones was answering her door. Philando Castile was driving home with his girlfriend. Anthony Hill was naked on the grass when he met his end. Edsel Ford was walking in his neighborhood. Michael Brown was blown away just standing where he stood. Kendra James was shot to death at a traffic stop by yet another unaccountable killer cop. Say their names. video game with her little nephew. Gunned down just the same, Oscar Grant was celebrating the new year. Handcuffed when the shots rang out that everyone could hear. Eric Reason pulled into a parking spot. Not long after that was when he was shot. George Floyd was just shopping in a store. Micah Xavier Johnson thought he was still at war. Say their names. Say their names. Say their names. Say their names. Say their names.
And I'll let you know what you heard. And I want to thank the caller that I just had to kind of hang up on a little bit rudely because I was just getting right about on the air here. Let you know what we heard. We started out with Emma's Revolution and a song called Stand Together. And there was another one that I wanted to play, but it had a word that we kind of decided was better not, but it's kind of vote there out. And so you can look up Emma's Revolution online. They're just great. Then we heard from Roy Zimmerman, My Vote, My Voice, My Right, from his recording called The Faucets on Fire. And I was really hoping to get an interview for you all from Roy Zimmerman, but he just was so busy. He's putting out all kinds of great parodies, including The Liar Tweets Tonight, which I played later. And you can look up Roy Zimmerman. He and his wife Melanie are doing some great stuff, and hopefully we'll bring them on air in November. After that, we heard from Rod McDonald, kind of an older piece, Speak to Me of Justice, from his recording Beginning Again. And let's see, then we heard Shines in the Light by Psycon from his recording Companion, kind of an older piece. And then we heard his song, the song is called I Have Seen Freedom Being Born, but done by Joe Jenks. And Joe did that CD, The Forgotten Songs of Cy Conn, all songs that Cy had written but had never recorded. And in there somewhere we had The Liar Tweets Tonight, and then we finished out with, well, we didn't finish out, I'm sorry, we had How Long by Magpie from their recording Seed on the Prairie. And that was a song written by Phil Oakes, and he never recorded it, but they play every year at the Phil Oakes commemorative concert that his sister puts on, and they were able to do that along with the beautiful voices of Kim and Reggie Harrison, finished out with Dave Rovick's Say Their Names. I want to let you know again that KGNU will be bringing you updates on the fires, and let me see where they are here. Yeah, it's the Boulder Office of Emergency Management. You can check them out online, on their website, on Facebook, on Twitter, Boulder OEM. And they have the most updated information. Right now, it looks like there's nothing really much updated since I came on at 7 o'clock, but it's just good to kind of be checking it out and also checking out the emergency notifications. And looks like there's nothing new since 7 o'clock, but you can go to Boulder OEM. And, of course, KGNU in the morning will be bringing you a lot more updated information. So if there's something that you'd like to hear, you can give me a call at 303-442-4242, and I'll also check the email dj@kgnu.org. Got some more stuff here lined up, some older stuff and some newer stuff. Let's see, I think we'll do a piece by, it's called, let me see, Better Days is the CD, Michael Hearn. And he has a song called A Song for John Prine, and we'll play that here.
I'd love to write a song like John Prine. His music paints a picture you can see. Paradise, hello in there, and Sandstone. They can't be won at carnivals for free. He was the word man for so many. His melodies and rhymes would fill the air. happy enchilada. It's gonna be a long, long Monday. Little scraps of paper everywhere. Been playing the song since 1972, and I cried that night just like many of you. He's standing by peaceful waters with family and friends, smoking cigarettes 9 miles long. Now he's free again. I'd love to burn one down with John Prine. He always was a friend I never knew. Broken toys, graveyards, faded colors. And he had gold inside him too. Song by the mailman. He always said the things I couldn't say. In spite of ourselves, Angel from Montgomery. Peabody's Coltrane hauled it all away. Been playing his song since 1972. And I cried that night, just like many of you. He's standing by peaceful waters with family and friends, smoking cigarettes 9 miles long. Now he's free again, again, again. Oh, Father, forgive us for what we must do. You forgive us, we'll forgive you. We'll forgive each other till we both turn blue. Then we'll whistle and go fishing in the heavens. We'll whistle and go fishing in the heavens. Whistle and go fishing in the heavens.
Times each day feels like the next, but just tonight my old friend Richard sent a tearful text. I could feel his sorrow on the screen, wondering if I'd heard the news tonight that John Prine died. He seemed to pluck his songs out of thin air. They told of tiny triumphs and lives filled with despair, complex in their simplicity, so honest and so true. Just what every writer wished that they could do. There's an angel from Montgomery that's finally taken wing, and a place up there called paradise where even Sam Stone sings. All the losers, lovers, loners have gathered round the throne in a mighty choir to welcome John Prine home. I remember a night, a bar in Cambridge town. The band took a break, we took the stage and shut the whole place down. It was Stevie Goodman's birthday, just 8 years since he died. We sang, drank, and remembered. We laughed and then we cried. Just like tonight when I heard the John Prine. There's an angel from Montgomery that's finally taken wing, a place up there called paradise, where even Sam Stone sings. All the losers, lovers, loners have gathered round the throne in a mighty choir to welcome John Prine home. Tonight I sit here thinking about the stories we tell, and the blessed few who really do make heaven out of hell. So say hello to Stevie, I ain't ready for you yet. In the meantime, I know you'll enjoy that 9 Mile cigarette. There's an angel from Montgomery that's finally taken wing, and a place up there called paradise where even Sam Stone sings. All the losers, lovers, loners gathered round the throne in a mighty choir to welcome John Prine home. All the loser, lovers, loners have gathered round the throne. In a mighty choir to welcome John Prine.
You know, religious people have such beautiful music and art, and atheists really have nothing. Until now. Little tune called Atheists Don't Have No Songs.
Christians have,
their hymns and pages, Habaneguilas for the Jews, Baptists have the Rock of Ages, Atheists just sing the blues.
Romantics play,
Clair de Lune, Born again, sing He is Risen. But no one ever wrote a tune, for godless existentialism.
For atheists,
there's no good news.
They'll never sing
a song of faith.
In their songs,
they have a rule.
The he is always lowercase. The he is always lowercase.
Some folks sing
a baccantata. Lutherans get Christmas trees. Atheist songs add up to nada. But they do have Sundays free.
Pentecostals sing
to heaven. Coptics
had
the Book of Scrolls.
Numerologists count to seven.
Atheists have rock and roll.
For atheists,
there's no good news.
They'll never sing
a song of faith.
In their songs,
they have a rule.
The he is always lowercase.
Atheists
don't have no songs.
Christians have
their hymns and pages.
Habaneguilas
for the Jews. Baptists have the Rock of Ages. Atheists just sing the blues.
Catholics
dress up for Mass
and listen to
Gregorian chants.
Atheists
just take a pass,
watch football in their underpants.
watch football in their underpants.
Atheist.
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 Don't have no songs.
Don't have no songs.
Not too far from the battle.
Sisters went a-fishing on a hot summer's day, crying the dreadful wind and the rain. Two sweet sisters side by side, oh, the wind and rain. Both of them want to be Johnny's bride, crying the dreadful wind and the rain. Johnny gave the young one a golden ring, oh, the wind. He didn't give the other one anything, crying the dreadful wind and rain. The sisters went a-walking by the water's brim, oh, the wind and the rain. The older one shoved the younger one in, crying the dreadful wind and the rain. She shoved her in the river to drown, oh, the wind and the rain. And and watched her as she floated down, crying the dreadful wind and the rain. She floated on down to the miller's dam. Oh, the wind and the rain. Farther, farther, there swims a swan, crying the dreadful wind and the rain. The miller ran for his drifting hook. Oh, the wind and the rain. He pulled that poor girl from the brook, crying the dreadful wind and the rain. He laid her on the bank to dry. Oh, the wind and the rain. A fiddler then came walking by, crying the dreadful wind and the rain. He saw that poor girl lying there. Oh, the wind and rain. He took 30 strands of her long yellow hair, crying the dreadful wind and the rain. He made a fiddle bow of her long yellow hair, oh, the wind and the rain. He made fiddle pegs of her little finger bones, crying the dreadful wind and the rain. He made a little fiddle out of her breastbone, oh, the wind and the rain. With a sound that could melt a heart of stone, crying the dreadful wind and the rain. And the only tune that fiddle would play, oh, the wind and the rain. The only tune that fiddle would play was, oh, the dreadful wind and the rain.
Selling an unwanted vehicle can be a hassle, but donating it to KGNU couldn't be easier. Simply provide a clean title, and we'll take care of the pickup and donation receipt. To get started, call 1-844-KGNU-CAR or visit kgnu.org.
And just to let you know, it's about 30 seconds before the hour of 8 o'clock, and we finished out with The Wind and the Rain from the recording and Lori Lewis by Lori Lewis, playing with a number of other people. Before that, we heard Fox News done by Brother Sun. That's Joe Jenks and Greg Greenway and Pat Wichter. Before that, we heard from a new CD of Yo-Yo Ma, Stuart Duncan, Edgar Meyer, and Chris Thiele, and that was the Waltz Whitman from their recording called Not Our First Goat Rodeo. Before that, we heard a lovely version of Ginseng Sullivan, the Norman... Blake, thank you, Jack. It just flew right out of my head. Norman Blake song, and that was from... Gillian Welch and Dave Rawlings from All the Good Times. And then we heard Steve Martin before that, and the Steep Mountain Ranger was with Atheists Don't Have No Songs, and John McCutcheon, The Night That John Prine Died, and A Song for John Prine by Michael Hearn from Better Days. It is 8 o'clock straight up. You're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, Fort Collins. Stay tuned to KGNU for your updates on the fire, and thanks so much. You can stay tuned for Ragtime America with Jack Rummel.
Gospel music has evolved over time, but its heart stays true. It still has an unmatched power to strike the deepest chord in all of us, touching people of all faiths and of no faith.
The Gospel Chime Hour, every Sunday morning from 7 to 9 a.m. on KGNU, your community radio station.
Gospel songs are the songs of hope. Hope that in lifting our voices together, we too might one day reach the promised land.
Good evening. Welcome to Ragtime America. I'm Jack Rummel. I'll be with you for an hour of imported ragtime and related music. And tonight we are finishing up our three-part series called The Jelly Roll Morton Story. This will be part three. I hope you enjoyed what we've done so far. And I'll have a little more piano music, a little less band music tonight. But all in all, I think we'll have some good music and a lot of interesting information. Well, in 1936, Morton went to Washington, D.C. without his wife, Mabel, to become a prize fight promoter. But he soon began managing and playing in what was reported to have been a very sleazy nightclub, known at various times as the Music Box, the Blue Moon Inn, and the Jungle Club. Mabel joined him in 1937. Morton was attacked in his club and wounded in the head and chest. This incident aggravated his health problems, but sometimes the incapacitated during the rest of his life. Two important events date from these Washington days. First, Morton's five-week recording session of Music and Talking, recorded by Alan Lomax in the Library of Congress's Coolidge Auditorium. And second, his association with Roy Carew, who attempted to be of practical help by publishing some of his music, including this one from 1923, Mr. Jelly Lord. And here is Jeff